This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you haven't taken the time to join them yet, you really should. But just to encourage you to do so, where Wednesday is normally the world according to Second Call Defense, thanks to the fact that I was experiencing technical hiccups here on my end, we're going to do that tonight. So joining us again, as he normally does on Wednesday, but on quite accommodating, I might add, joining us on Thursday night is Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. I'm assuming that we can almost have an entirely new audience on a Thursday.
Well, yeah. I mean, but at the same time, due to my own not paying attention, we sort of missed out on our normal regulars. So it's bittersweet.
Well, no, but it beats a stick in the eye, and it's good when freedom reigns on the airways.
There you go. There you go. Have you noticed all of these reporters that are out there buying guns to show how easy it is for a law-abiding citizen to buy a gun and go through the background check and everything? Aren't they breaking the law since they don't intend to keep the gun? Aren't they violating the law when they fill out the form 4473 saying, yes, I'm the buyer of the gun, when they're not?
First question. So if they're buying that gun in intent to never keeping it, then certainly they aren't. And just think, what if the radio station, the TV station, the newspaper is paying the money? That's a straw purchase.
Why hasn't somebody been arrested over that yet?
Well, it's, you know, I can't figure out the utility in proving how easy it is to do a legal activity. And at least we still have that. And then on top, you know, just government can screw up everything. And, you know, they're well on their way again. But you're right. I mean, they're breaking the law. And I especially enjoy the gentleman who is upset because he was denied because he was a reporter. But never mind the fact that he beat his wife years earlier and has a domestic violence charge on his record.
You mean the Chicago General Steinberg? I talked about him earlier. Yeah, he's a fun guy. Although he did take the time to get the FOID card, which is no easy feat in Chicago now, is it?
You know what? It all depends who you know. I mean, that's Chicago politics. So yeah, I'm sure that he probably walked in and walked out when he told somebody he was going to do an anti-gun piece. But it's, you know, they give you enough hoops to jump through, and finally people think, you know, I don't have time. You know, we're hardworking Americans for the most part. And when you have to stop and take hour after hour after hour, I mean, the classes, I think, are 19 or 20-some hours long, I believe.
Right.
And so that's a feat in itself to find the time to do that. But then jumping through the hoops of the paperwork, again, those things are just put in place by people to make it more difficult for us to exercise our human right of self-defense.
What I would have liked to have seen, because I think he would have had to have gone through some sort of 40-minute class to familiarize himself with the weapon, I would have liked to have seen if he would have been Gersh Kuntzman number 2, if the blast would have caused temporary PTSD.
I've never heard of that, medically or otherwise.
You know, in the military, when they would be, when we started with the M16, they would actually just stick it on the middle of their chest. The instructors were the drills in the middle of their chest, and pull the trigger with one hand, and you know it didn't hurt them then. And then they stick their hand behind the butt and stick that on their face, and pull the trigger on that. Just to illustrate, that one didn't have a lot of kick, because then if you did like a cheek weld with an M203 and pull the trigger on that thing, you're going to knock every tooth out of your head. And you want to be cradling your face with the M60. So, I mean, they would do different things to show us this. But the M16 was basically just, I mean, it's almost, when you fire it, it's almost like a spitting sound to me compared to, say, a 308 or a 7.62 something, anything. You know, and, you know, little girls shoot these things in three-gun matches all the time.
And little girls shoot these things at 500 meters very accurately.
Yeah, they do. And they don't complain about the kick or anything. But then again, you know, they're not reporters. They're just out.
You know, I think about that. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the Iowa law that's been on the books since probably before World War II that says that if you're under the age of 14, doesn't matter if your parents are with you or not, you can't shoot a handgun. And I know Laura Carno has been doing stories on those, and the girls have been walking that are affected by this, have been walking door to door to get this law changed, and everybody talks a game and says, yes, we're going to do it, but they never do. And so if you think about the different rules, the regulations and things that are sitting out there, you know, this probably been fights have been going on well over a year, probably 2 years, and yet nobody's taken that up. And to me, that I mean, that's a senseless deprivation, you know, of our human rights, of our civil rights. And maybe there's just so much on our plate. I, you know, I was listening to somebody on Breitbart, and they're talking about all the illegal things that Obama has done and had to different district courts around the United States say, you can't do that, you can't do that. And he does them even though he says he can't do this legally, and he can't do it with his pencil legally, but he's going to do it anyhow, and he does. He's not held in contempt. He's not impeached. And you know, we got to look at what impeachment is for breaking the law, Mr. President. And let's take me all the way back to Fast and Furious. Still operating a continuing criminal enterprise, and people are still dying from what our own country did.
Oh yeah, they find those all the time. They show up all the time, those guns.
But are we as citizens just so used to it and so immune to all the law breaking by our own government? To, you know, nothing's going to surprise me next. From I mean, think about Benghazi. That just amazes me that just went away the way it did. The lie after lie after lie. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make?
Well, if there's, you know, there's beginning to be rumblings out there that there's going to be an indictment, which there should be an indictment. And if there's any, you know, there's any justice in the world, there would be an indictment. But I'm waiting to see that. And I don't care why she goes away. Or I don't care why she's completely derailed. Just as long as she's completely derailed.
No, just pick one.
Just, you know, she got plenty of things to go after.
And Bill, I agree. I mean, we deserve better than that.
Fast and Furious is one of them. She knew about Fast and Furious too. It was going across borders, so state had to be involved in that one too.
Absolutely, it had to.
Coming up on the first break of the hour, secondcalldefense.org. If you go to their website and you sign up and you use as the promo code any version of my name, B. Frady, Bill F. Lock and load, lock and load, lock load, load lock, anything like that. You don't have to, I mean, just come close. And you're going to get your first month free from Sean. You'll have to pay for it, but then you're going to get a check back when you get all of your other stuff. You'll like that. You need to be a member like I am. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Vegas USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Join them. When you do that, you're like me. You're like me, which I'm not taking any chances, and you shouldn't either. SecondCallDefense.org. Joining me again is their founder and CEO, Sean Maloney. Let me ask you a question. When we're talking about Orlando, okay, and there's a point to my insanity here. When we're talking about Orlando, is there any sort of rule or law down there that dictates how much is enough security in a place like the Pulse Club, where it was a gun-free zone, and they had one—I guess they had one cop there. Is there any sort of directives or anything out there to where it says, "Well, you can," or is it just left up to the owner?
I believe it's left up to the owner. I think we've had conversations like this before in the past. It's going to take a lawsuit. Someone to say, you know what? You wouldn't let me protect myself, and then you didn't even provide me with adequate protection. And I'm sure it would seem to me that if anybody would have that, it would be Florida. Certainly, it would surprise me. But I'm thinking probably no. They're not required, and they're probably still not required to look out for our safety. And I thought most certainly after the Colorado theaters that something would be done, especially when you're looking at the fact that, you know, they're shopping theaters looking for gun-free zones. And I thought I had read at a certain point in time that there was a lawsuit related with that, but either it went away, settled, went away, and nobody said anything about it, or I may have been mistaken. But as far as I know, no, there's no requirement, which really is ridiculous. It seems to me as a business invitee, let's look at it as, you know, that's the second highest standard we hold as people. If I'm a common carrier, for example, I'm a bus driver, or I'm an airline pilot, I am responsible for everything that happens to you, period. The next highest level is a business invitee. I'm opening my doors and I'm saying, come on in, Bill. I'll take care of you. You know, we sue people for slip and falls because someone drops an ice cream cone, and that's really not foreseeable. But then we have something foreseeable because it's happened over and over and over again, and we don't provide, you know, the patrons and the people that use that, American citizens, with the protection. You know, that's a point. That's a good point. And again, it's ridiculous. Put that on the pile. Just put one more thing on the pile that is happening around here and how we've been derailed. And, you know, and I see what's going on in the House, you know, little sit-ins and chanting because there's not going to be any gun bills heard. Well, you know what? There shouldn't be. And when you can prove that any of the bills you're going to pass are going to protect you or I or any of your listeners, well, yeah, well, hell yeah, we'll talk about it.
Well, I mean, I've talked about three things that would stop these kind of things. One, you'd have to get some people tooled up and have if you're going to have a gun-free zone, it can't be completely gun-free because you're going to have adequate security. And I don't mean one guy in a corner, you know, off duty. You need some guys. You need a couple outside. You need a couple inside. If there had been a couple inside in the Pulse Club, this would have been done. This would have been done before he killed anybody, really, because he engaged the cops first. Secondly, got to do away with the gun-free zone. And let me ask you this, because you're an activist as well as a professional. Why is it that when we have one of these things, why don't we have some activists going to the aggrieved families of these victims? And because the gun grabbers are going to them and saying, sue the gun maker. Or sue this or sue that. Sue something that's legal and a right. Whereas, you know, that really had nothing to do with what happened. The fact that they were wide open is what happened and caused all of this stuff. Why isn't it, why aren't we doing something? Because it's going to take a lawsuit, a big lawsuit that somebody loses, to put a pall on this desire to have gun-free zones. Why aren't we doing that?
You know, that's a very good point. If you look at everything from Sandy Hook to Arapahoe High School to General McLean High School in Albion, Pennsylvania, or Northwestern High School in Albion, where things like this happen, certainly, you know, especially with school shootings, you know, one of the most heinous, evil crimes that could ever be committed, you know what's going to happen again. You and I sitting here talking to each other right now, we know it will happen. We don't know when, we don't know where, but we know what's going to happen. And because of that, you would think that people would have to have some responsibility, be required to have responsibility to protect their children. Yeah, they cry and scream and yell about safety belts on a school bus. and everything else. And really, that's what it's going to take. But, you know, that's a good point. Someone needs to get out there and grab these people and say, you know what, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it is a terrible tragedy that your children or your child never came home from school. But you know what else? It was preventable.
Well, they're all preventable to a certain degree. I mean, somebody that wants to do something bad enough is going to do it. But I mean, isn't that the whole point of the FASTER program to put somebody in place to where they think twice about making that attack in the first place?
Oh, absolutely. And one thing that's going on is kind of a milestone moment in FASTER. John Benner from Tactical Defense Institute, him and his whole class just moved a few counties over. The county in Ohio, I believe it's Pike County in Ohio, the entire county required, or every teacher, every school district to have armed teachers. And the sheriff's department said, you know what, we want to manage it. We want you, Mr. Benner, to teach us, to train our officers so we can train our school officials, our janitors, and our volunteers. And then we're going to, on top of everything else, they're going to go shooting every month or two with us. We're not going to just end it there. So it's probably one of the best programs alive right now. It's just being implemented. And I guarantee you that someone's going to think twice before, you know, they enter that school. I should send you a picture in Shelby High School this weekend. They're going to have a level 3 FASTER. So you're going to have teachers, administrators, and the police are all going to be working together on mock scenarios of an active shooter, an active killer in a high school. And so police officers are invited from the area, and now they get to work together, and it's just a tremendous amount of learning, and I've seen these things firsthand. And if you look at the outside of the school, this premises is guarded by armed personnel. Those are on the school. You know, here's the name of the high school, and right underneath it, that sign is there. That has to give you pause. And that's part of the program, and that's why it's working. And I always remind people now, we're going on towards the end of our third year, going to go into the fourth year or into the fourth year with armed teachers, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of armed teachers in Ohio. How many accidental discharges have there been? How many kids have taken the guns away from the teachers and shot?
Wow, none. Well, none. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
And the program's growing, and the program wants to grow, and we're being contacted over and over again. The main problem is right now, of course, government ruins everything. Well, because now, you know, you have to look at the IRS and how we're raising money to teach our teachers.
Yeah. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll cover that in a second. My guest is Sean Maloney. We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal threat. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Performance 8 USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Check them out. Join them. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Sean, we have a call coming from New Mexico. Desert Eagle, he wants to talk about Second Call Defense. Yes, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, my friends. Thought I'd like to know, Sean, that I finally got out of USCCA. I'll tell you how that went. But there's going to be a note in there on my paperwork on that for you guys to put that money over to the vets instead of sending it back to me, okay?
Oh, I appreciate that. And we do that a lot. And I promise you it'll get in good hands. I sent it to Honor Flight in the past and local vets clubs. And if you have somebody you want me to send it to, by all means, let me know. My email is sean@secondcalldefense.org, 513-484-0142. Give me a call, and I'll put that money to good use wherever you want me to, and I appreciate that.
Now, you know where it needs to go out there. You guys probably got some pet or something like that that you know that it'll go to a good cause, so do it.
Okay, thank you very much, and I appreciate your trust in us.
Hey, I'm trusting you with my insurance.
That's exactly it. That's what I'm,
yeah.
And we won't let you down.
No, but the funny part about it is I in canceling the can I mention who I used to have?
Sure.
Yeah, USCCA. And they asked me, you know, well, what was I going to do for insurance? And I said, well, I'm changing to another company. Well, can we ask who you're changing to? And I said, yeah, Second Call Defense. First words out of the guy's mouth, well, do you know they only have $50,000 for this? And I says, believe me, I've already checked it all out, and I've read everything, and I think I'm going to be far more satisfied with them.
Well, actually, we have $100,000, too, so they're not paying attention to what's going on in the market.
Right, and he said, well, what do they have that we don't? And he says, my spouse without a complete different policy. And that just kind of paused him right there. He didn't have much to say after that.
Well, you know, and I appreciate your confidence in Bill and I and what we've been saying, and it works. You know, it's used by many, many people. Everything from negligent discharges to brandishing to actually pulling the trigger in self-defense. So I appreciate it. Get on our webpage. There's some great tools and education materials, podcasts, blogs, and there should be several hours worth of self-defense and the law seminars that I'm done that you can click on anytime.
Okay. Well, also I'm got a message in there for being part of your team because we do all the gun shows out here in New Mexico and West Texas, and plus we've got the store and we do a lot of training and stuff. So especially you know, the basic rifle marksmanship. Everybody out here and his cousin teaches handgun and concealed carry. And there's about three of us in southeast New Mexico that cover the basic rifle marksmanship, and then we cover also up to long-range precision. So just, I mean, the hunters got to realize, too, that they've got to have the insurance in there.
Yeah, and then just for the accidental shootings and for any number of other things that we have. And I'll make sure I give you a note, put you on or making you one of our recruiters. Getting the word out there, it's important that if you have a firearm, that you get it. And sadly, I have to say again, I had a gentleman from Nebraska involved in a self-defense shooting, had his wife sign him up after he was arrested, and there's nothing I can do. And, you know, I have to keep reminding people, you have to have us before you do something. But I appreciate your confidence in us, and if you've listened to me at all, you know that I'm not going to let you down, and we're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure you, the good guy with a gun, are protected.
Well, I listen to you all the time, and, you know, you can ask Bill. I've been following him now for quite a number of years, and I've trusted his judgment on several things, and I've never gotten burned yet. He's got a real good eye for who to trust as far as who he'll let advertise. And, you know, so if Bill sits there and has an advertiser that's direct for him, not for the network, then I know that he's already screened them. And you know, I'd love to see his do not call list for advertisers. That'd be a show in itself, Bill.
Well, but, maybe I'll do one of those one day.
Hey, you guys have a great one, and anybody listening out there, you know, you got to think about this. It's someday, especially with the way our government is going right now and everything, I think it's more apt to happen than not. So, you know, thanks, guys, and I'll let you get back to the show. And, Bill, I just love it when you bring great people on the show and on your advertisers and stuff that are an asset to your listeners. That's a special place for a broadcaster like you. Have a good one, guy.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
He's an Appleseed instructor too. He's not just a guy. At Desert Eagle, he's not just a guy. He's out there teaching lots of people all the time. So yeah, making him a recruiter, he might get rich off of you.
Yeah, and I want him to do that, and especially Appleseed people, the trainers, we need people like that. And I have a self defense class, a basic pistol class in Ohio on Sunday. It just came because people wanted it. I started by my enterprise rental company, and they're all going to be in there. And then I walked into the Bureau of Motor Vehicles to register cars and recognized the lady behind the counter, and everybody else wanted their permit, and ladies are free. And so I'm going to probably have 20 to 30 people, a few sons and husbands, but the vast majority of them are mothers and daughters, so I can't wait for Sunday.
Ladies make better students, don't they?
Oh, so much better. you know what? And I always attribute it to being a mother, having the ability to be a mother, because their brains work differently. They can think and concentrate on more than one thing at a time, which I think makes them exceptional shots, number one. And number two, they take instruction perfectly. and then when you instruct them and you get up to the firing line, it looks like they came out of, you know, a self-defense magazine with their stance, and they've been doing it for years. And so it's a joy because they have such a different perspective. And when you realize, you know, what a mom will do to protect their kids, you put a firearm in some of these ladies' hands, and certainly I sleep better at night knowing that my kids that aren't allowed to carry yet because they're quote-unquote not old enough and responsible enough, it's nice to know that these ladies got their back.
Yeah, a trained, proficient female with a gun, especially a trained, proficient mother with a gun, is a formidable opponent to face in a gunfight. Just that, my uncle used to tell me how good they were at maintaining their control of their breathing and their touch on the trigger and everything, and how it seems quite slow, but it's actually pretty quick.
Yep. And they have such a thirst for knowledge. And you know when they walk out of the classroom, they want to know where the next class is.
Yeah. Yeah, just the other day when I went to the range of JT with the Raven. We had to be range safety officers for a concealed carry class, and most of them were women. Everybody but two or three people were women. And there were some of them that were quite formidable. And the one guy that I had, he was quite terrified of what he was shooting. So we're about to come to the next break. SecondCallDefense.org. You just heard, so much better than USCCA. So much better than them. You actually have something. With USCCA, you have a list. With Second Call Defense, you have an attorney. There's a big difference between those two things. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Welcome back. From State USA Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Sage advice, if I do say so myself. I offered to redo that spot, but that spot is so good they won't let me. You can ask the guy that is my guest. That would be CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney.
And that's right. It's a great spot. It's one of my favorites.
Let me ask you this question. This is the thing that is bothering me the most just because of what you told me just now. Somebody has decided that you guys, as far as the FAFSA program, that needs to be looked at because of how you're raising the money. Is that what you were trying to tell me earlier?
Yeah, as a 503C and the way the money is, it's in a foundation where 100% of the money we raise is put back in for training and education,
right.
Period. And apparently, because we raise a lot of our money for training and education, raffling off firearms and things like that, that doesn't land squarely on par with the way the IRS wants money to be raised and expects money to be raised. So if we could put our hands out and say, please, you know, help protect our children, then we would do that by all means. That would be so much easier. But we try to give people a little bit of something. And when you raffle off firearms, sometimes hard to find firearms and great packages for $20 a ticket. And those packages sell out in a matter of minutes. And we can fund another class. It just made sense to us. And then our accountant sort of said we have to change the manner in which we do anything. And that's what I say. You know, government ruins everything. So we need help.
So,
Bill, if you can do anything for us, if you can think of a way to help us continue to train these teachers, these janitors, these administrators to keep our babies safe while they're at school, by all means, you know, I'm going to listen to you.
Let me do a little thinking about that. That is something that definitely needs to be addressed some way, somehow, by some form or fashion, without a doubt. That's a bunch of junk. I think they would refer to this as snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, wouldn't they?
That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what it is. And, you know, and of course we're not done, and we'll make it work somehow, and it'll get done somehow, but certainly when we're out there trying to keep her head above water, to have enough classes to meet the demand. At the same time, go to Colorado, you know, go to Iowa, go to Pennsylvania, try to spread this. Go to Florida. We have requests in Florida. And we want to get everywhere. And it's just a question of money and manpower. We've created now the training module where we can train certified instructors in faster. We can get the mindset training. We can make sure it's done correctly. We, you know, very exacting ways to do it. You know, working with Benner, Chris Serino, with Grossman, talking about mindset and how to make things right. We want to make sure that it's consistent training all over the country, because it's the best training that's out there. And if there's anything better, we want to know. That's why I've invited you, and I've invited anybody that wants to come and take our class. You know, we need your input. We want to know if there's something that we can do better, because what Buckeye Farms Association, the foundation, does to protect our children is really second to none. And this needs to be a program throughout the United States. And there's private schools in Colorado, for example. They can choose that option if they want. Things are being done in Utah. And when you do the research, almost every state in the United States has a way for you to get around the federal law mandating no firearms in a school safety zone.
And right.
Even New York State, obviously it's whether they're going to use it or not, but this is the solution, and it's the only solution, which just makes me want to cry when I know that our answer to stopping terrorism in Florida is taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. It just makes, you know, sometimes you can only beat your head against the wall so many times and you start to bleed. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, all the other stuff that they propose, I mean, in reality, if I'm a parent and I don't know anything about guns, and somebody comes to me and says, your children are in our school. You know this. We know this. We all know this. We want to keep your children safe. This is how we propose to do it. Otherwise, we can't guarantee anything. We can't guarantee anything anyway, but at least we have a chance. It's the difference between me standing between your children and a gunman and getting gunned down first, and me maybe stopping him. Okay. So what do you say? What parent is going to say no to that?
Well, and Bill, you're so right, because after the shooting in Butler County, Ohio, and Madison, a kid, there was a school resource officer. He waited for the resource officer to get out of the way to leave the cafeteria, pulled his firearm out of his backpack, and shot and wounded two students. And Rick Jones, Butler County Sheriff Richard K. Jones, is probably one of the best sheriffs there are in the United States. Everybody else gets a lot of the press. But when he comes out and isn't afraid to tell parents, you need to demand that there is armed personnel, teachers, administrators, principals in these schools, it's up to you to demand that it happens. And, you know, that's a pretty strong statement.
Yes, excuse me. My whole desk is rearranged, and there's stuff falling all over the place. And just, it's the new millennia, or something. That's not quite the phrase I was looking at. I don't know. Needs to be something. We need to find a player, don't we? We need to find a player to come in and partner up with. I'm going to work on that. I got a weekend to think about that.
Well, and I appreciate it. I know what you've done for G-Code. They're waiting. They're ready and waiting to roll for the holsters. You set us up with those guys at SHOT. They're ready to take care of things. We're working with Glock. We're working with a lot of people. So things happen. They don't happen always as quickly as you want. And again, you don't expect the government to come in and quote unquote help us. And the only way they know how, by hurting us. So. Definitely keep that in mind. And folks, if any of you guys out there can think of anything, give Bill or give myself a call. If anybody has any ideas, please let us know.
I think the first thing we need to figure out is how to do it to where it both satisfies their need, you know, their interventionist need, and at the same time it accomplishes what we're trying to get accomplished in the first place, which is continuation of the FASTA program. So
right, and that's
exactly. We need to approach it from that standpoint. In the remaining time we do have, for all of you out there that, you know, Sean and I go off and we start talking about something that sort of takes a life of its own, you need to go to secondcalldefense.org before you join and just read the blogs about the people that simply committed self-defense. That's what they did. They committed lawful self-defense. And they lost jobs and their entire belongings and their family and every dime they owned because they couldn't defend themselves in a criminal court of law. They couldn't get bailed out. That's what you need to look at first. And then look at that and then look at what you got around you and realize that in a blink of an eye, if you're a concealed carry permit holder and you're carrying a gun, or if you're carrying a gun in the car without a permit, where you can, in most states, you can carry a gun and have you defend yourself with the gun. You just can't carry it on your person. There's so many different ways you can do that and then run afoul of the law. Why would you take that risk of everything you've got? You've got life insurance. You've probably got, all kinds of things. You've got spare tires and first aid kits. You've taken all these steps just in case. Why wouldn't you take this last one if you're carrying a gun?
You know, Bill, you often tell the story about the negligent discharge that you had and how that changed you. I had a woman had a negligent discharge in her hotel room a few months back. For the most part, the legal part's over with. It turned out really well. Mark Cohen out of Denver, Colorado, is an amazing attorney that we got. And now she's getting psychological counseling because she can't come to grips with what happened, what could have happened.
Yeah, and that's the unseen part. That's the
exactly.
unseen part.
And she's taking advantage of that. And, folks, you have to do it. Whether it's a negligent discharge, it makes no sense to me. And remember, I'm the guy on the other end of the telephone that has to tell this gentleman's wife that I'm sorry, he has to be a member, obviously, before he uses a firearm. I wish I could be there to help him, but there's nothing that we can do.
Thank you for joining me. Third hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.